For people with serious mental illness, reintegrating into the community can be difficult. In Indiana, one model of rehabilitation that can help is being more actively offered directly to veterans. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jill Sheridan reports that these community-based services can help vets get back to life.
Circle City Clubhouse is like a second home for David Ference. The 59-year-old Army veteran has been coming to the converted office building on Indy's west side for nearly 3 years.
I work at Circle City Clubhouse. I've been in the Army for the last 2 years.
He says he's been in the Army for 10 years, but he's actually been back to civilian life for about that long. Ference suffers from severe psychosis. Before he started coming to Clubhouse, he was mostly homebound. Now he answers the phone.
Circle City Clubhouse, General Ference speaking.
And helps in other ways.
I vacuum. What I need to do is get some new business.
Clubhouse members help staff and other members run the daily Clubhouse program. It's open to anyone who has been seriously affected by mental illness. There's a growing need for mental health services for veterans. An estimated 1/4 of active duty military members showed signs of mental health conditions. Jay Brubaker is executive director of Circle City Clubhouse.
We start, instead of saying, what's wrong with you? We say, what's right? What are the things you're good at? What are the things that you like to do? We try to get our members involved based on that.
Clubhouse members may help cook meals or clean. They can get vocational training or help run the thrift shop inside the club.
So that they can build an identity based on these are the things that you're good at and use those then to kind of help get back into the community.
And getting back into the community is the goal of another initiative recently launched through the Veterans Administration. The Mission Act provides more opportunity for veterans to benefit from programs in the community, like Clubhouse. Jason Riddle is a social worker with the Rodebush VA Medical Center in Indianapolis.
It really drives home the need for community connection and veterans to connect, not to keep them separated.
The VA doesn't have this type of psychosocial rehabilitation model, and the Mission Act makes it easier for VA providers to refer vets to resources like Clubhouse and for organizations to get reimbursed. Riddle says the move makes care more accessible.
Especially with the big focus on suicide prevention and then the things that go along with that of not having a good support network, a lot of times just having the isolation and loneliness in general can just make for a hard time.
Clubhouse is open to veterans suffering from a range of issues. About half of veterans with a mental health condition don't seek treatment. Riddle says this model can be another option.
It doesn't have to be just for someone that has a chronic mental health condition. It can be someone that's just having some depression a little bit. They're feeling depressed. They can't get out of the house. This is something that you can actually get out. It's tangible. Just practice your recovery.
Riddle has been reaching out to other clubhouses in Indiana and beyond to increase referrals and make connections to assist other veterans. Back at Circle City Clubhouse in Indianapolis, David Ference is with his caregiver, Kat Blaine. She's his cousin and legal guardian.
David, you do have friends here at the clubhouse, right?
Yeah.
Her family took him in years ago, and when her parents passed, she became his sole caregiver.
Had it not been for the clubhouse, he probably would have been back in the nursing home.
She says David has made great strides in his recovery after he started coming to clubhouse.
He can be home by himself if I have to be gone, and I can say, well, David, here's your food, and he knows how to get it.
She says as a caregiver, that's invaluable.
Because I wouldn't be able to do all these things, although I am retired and totally responsible. It always helps when you can get extra support.
The VA in Indianapolis is working to provide information to other clubhouses in Indiana and nationwide about how they can connect with their local clubhouse to open up this option for more veterans. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.